Handball Clan or Association. It now has 420 members, sports its own tartan, and on Friday it'll be having its first gathering. The idea started with John F. Turnbull, the clan's first chairman, who owns a wine, spirits and grocery store in Hoyg High Street. He came into our Newcastle studio this morning and told Julian O'Halloran how he first got the idea of forming a Turnbull Clan.
This was a direct outcome of the Scottish Tourists Board's adventure into ethnic tourism, which took place in 1977. They produced a large gathering of the clans in Edinburgh, and we found in the borders that we were not border families, as we all thought, but indeed could be referred to as clans. The Elliots, who are close neighbours of ours in the borders, were already well advanced, having formed a society through their chief, Sir Arthur Elliot. We then, of course, being borderers, took up the competition. And I said, by Jove, well, if the Elliots can do it, so can the Turnbulls.
Well, won't the Highlanders see this as a bit of a cheap imitation of their gathering of the clans?
I think they will look upon it with some dismay, perhaps, because obviously whilst we have the history to go back as far as they have, perhaps our border forays were not so well chronicled as their particular battles.
Well, tell us, where do the Turnbulls come from? Who was the first Turnbull?
Well, the first Turnbull was a man by the name of Rule, and the name Turnbull was derived in 1100 by a deed which was done by that man in Stirling Park. In these days there must have been boar hunting, and King Robert the Bruce had been standing chatting to his lieutenants or something, and a wild bull ran against him, and this man Rule was a very big man of stature, and he was able to grasp it by the horns and throw it to the ground. The king was suitably impressed, and from that point on he said, "Arise, Turny Bull," and he was very nice about it. He gave him an estate in Teviotdale, and it was called Bedrule.
And so can anyone who's now called Turnbull reckon that they may well have descended from him?
Oh, there is no doubt at all. Every Turnbull in the world is descended from that one man.
What about your own genealogy, Mr. Turnbull? Do you know where you figure in the clan Turnbull?
Oh, yes, I'm a Turnbull of Nursery House, which is near Newcastleton, which is near to Hoyk again, and we go back, say, to about 1793. But with the clearances and the devastation of the parish records by the English, I'm afraid that we've a great deal of difficulty in tracing our lineage further back than 1770.
Now, where are all the people who are going to come to your gathering of the clans going to come from?
Well, this is the interesting thing, that in the ensuing 2 years, we have been very busy, my small committee and I, by hard work with international telephone directories. We have indeed formed a worldwide membership. And when we actually thought up that we have reached a membership of approximately 400 members now, we thought we should be starting to get together and know each other and help in this particular search, which, especially people living abroad and having the name of Turnbull, they want to know more about their roots, and we thought we should get together and really help them.
And when you do get together, are you all going to be sitting around poring over family trees, or do you think you'll get straight down to celebrating in a traditional Scottish manner?
I do, yes. I think that being Scottish, that we will treat our homecoming cousins in the old manner. We'll have a wee dram first and get to know each other better.
The leader of the new clan Turnbull, John F. of that ilk.